I have both commissioned and led complex investigations into sensitive matters, including historic abuse and difficult complaints in healthcare and so on, that have been very troubling to work on. I've never worked on anything as troubling as this. The relentless cruelty, actually, in many of the cases. The default position of injecting girls that didn't have a mental health diagnosis, they were just being teenagers, to control and contain their behaviour was, as a former nurse, horrifying. As a Christian, appalling. And, you know, as just a normal human reaction, when was it going to end? And I think that I will acknowledge that the report is a tough read. But there are three case studies we've included in that report. All the names have been changed, but they are genuine, true case studies of former residents from the 60s, from the 70s and from the 80s. And I think they illustrate the human story and the human impact of the drug regime, the being locked in an isolation room, approach to containment, and the vulnerability of those girls, however difficult and awkward and aggressive they may have been. The review wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for the tenacity and determination of certain former residents. And I think, as it's been in the public domain, I'll mention Teresa Cooper and commend her for her persistence in raising the concerns. I can only comment on the former residents who participated in our review. And over the last 2 days, Ray and I have spoken with them all and to let them know that the report was being published today. And every single one of them has been, in a way, affirmed and comforted to some degree that they weren't the only people this happened to, that they've been believed and that they have been taken seriously. Doesn't make it better. It won't stop them having nightmares. It won't stop them not having confidence in their ability or being able to trust people. But one of the women I spoke to yesterday was in tears, and she said, "Thank you, this is the first time I've felt that in telling somebody about what happened to me, I've not been accused of lying, and that I feel vindicated." And that's a powerful thing. And that's why I think it's really important that the diocese makes provision for other people who might want to come forward to tell their story, or indeed the former residents who have already come forward. You know, the review panel's finished now, so they may still want to talk to somebody. And I think there is an obligation on the parts of the dioceses to enable that to happen.